Bible Study, Witnessing and How to Witness. Introduction, The Call to be a Witness. Jesus' final words before ascending into heaven were not a suggestion, but a command. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, New King James Version, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Every believer is called to be a witness. This is not just the role of pastors, preachers, or evangelists. It is the responsibility of every Holy Ghost-filled believer. Witnessing is not about debating, forcing, or proving someone wrong. It is about sharing the truth of the gospel and the testimony of what Jesus has done in our lives. But Jesus didn't tell the disciples to start witnessing right away. He told them to wait until they receive power from the Holy Spirit. Why? Because without that power, we are not truly equipped to boldly and effectively witness. What the Bible teaches about witnessing. Number one, the Holy Spirit empowers us to witness. Before Pentecost, Peter, though close to Jesus, lacked the power to stand boldly. When challenged, he denied Jesus three times, Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. But after receiving the Holy Ghost in Acts 2, Peter stood before thousands and preached the plan of salvation boldly. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." This is why Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. Luke 24 and 49. As apostolic Pentecostals, we understand that this power is received when we are baptized in the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Acts 2 and 4. Without the Spirit, we are weak and fearful, but with it, we are bold and unstoppable. Number two, what do we witness? There are two main things we are called to witness. A, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation." The gospel is the good news of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. As Peter preached in Acts 2 and 38, the response to the gospel is repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4 explains the core of the gospel. Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. B, our personal testimony. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." Sharing what Jesus has done in your life is powerful. Your story can reach hearts that a sermon may never touch. Number three, God gives us boldness, not fear. Many believers feel nervous or afraid to witness, but Scripture reminds us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God did not fill us with His Spirit to hide or be silent. He gave us power to speak truth in love and courage to stand for Him. Number four, our lifestyle is also a witness. People often watch how we live more than they listen to what we say. Our actions, our character, and our choices can either support or discredit our message. Matthew 5 and 16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Holiness is more than outward appearance. It's a way of life that reflects Christ inwardly and outwardly. Number five, we must use the Word of God. We don't witness with opinions or emotions. We witness with the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, New King James Version. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Whether we're sharing one verse or teaching a full Bible study, the Scripture must be the foundation of our witness. Number six, we must witness with grace. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6, New King James Version, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." We should never come across as harsh or condemning. Even when people disagree or reject the message, we remain kind, respectful, and patient, just like Jesus was. Conclusion, be a witness everywhere you go. Witnessing is not a one-time event, it's a lifestyle. Whether you're at work, school, jail ministry, a barbershop, or on the street, you are called to let people know about Jesus. The world is full of brokenness, confusion, and spiritual hunger. You have the answer. His name is Jesus. Don't wait until you feel ready. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have power. Acts 2:38 is still the message. Your life is still a testimony, and the Spirit still gives boldness. So go. Preach the gospel. Share your testimony. Live holy. Speak with grace. And be a witness. In Jesus' name.